This is Election Night Live
on Leeds Student Radio.
It's Daniel Bellifield and got to get through this. Someone who hasn't got to get through this, who I imagine is probably beaming at the moment, Ed Hardy, our political correspondent down in Westminster. Good evening, Ed. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all, thank you. What's the situation down there? Hearing some loud cheers. We're just waiting for your clip to arrive through. The magic of technology, eh?
Yes, so when you hear the clip, you'll hear the room erupted in applause and cheering at Justin Greening's re-election in Pudsey. That's the response we're getting every time a Conservative result is announced. We just saw Justin Tomlinson in Swindon North, I think it was, re-elected as well and got a similar response.
Edward, sorry to interrupt you there. Ed, worth pointing out, what's your current location for us?
What's my current location? I am at the Conservative Future and Parliament Street Watch Party in central London. So I'm surrounded by Conservative Future activists.
Does that mean you have maybe a selection bias in terms of the information you're getting to us? Is that what you're saying to us on air?
There's a selection bias in the sort of response to the way people are to results, but the information that we've been getting hasn't, with regards to seats, hasn't been coming from the people in the room. It's been coming from people at counts across the country.
I don't know if you've heard, Ed, but obviously the interesting news down for us at the moment in Leeds area at the moment is Leeds Central, a forged ballot. I mean, have you heard anything about that from your side? Anything at CCHQ about that?
We've not heard anything down here about that. We're getting the news through social media down here. So we don't have anything, unfortunately, on that at the moment. But if we do, we'll bring you any developments that come through to us. I mean, the interesting thing we're getting probably through the results we're seeing, though, is that we've heard that the UK Independence Party is likely to be the third largest party by share of votes, yet it's obviously seen to be predicted to get two seats. So that could bring about questions again as the Liberal Democrats, in a similar way to Liberal Democrats, of electoral reform, whether it's needed. And the Conservatives might be regretting campaigning against AD now, given it was suggested they might win. Have won more seats tonight if they've been elected under AV rather than the first past the post system. So we could see a return to electoral reform in the next parliament, I think.
So, Ed, we're just getting word from my sources that Bradford West is heading for a recount. Have you heard any understanding why that is? Is it because it's a close count, or do we think there's allegations of forgery or dodgy tactics in Bradford West?
Going to be quite a close count down there. George Galloway is fending off a very tough challenge by the Labour candidate, so he might very well lose his seat tonight. The so-called Bradford Spring, I think he called it several years ago when he won it, might be over for him. But we're hearing that he is on his way to losing his seat, but it's going to be a very close count. So we suspect that's why they're recounting it. But again, we've not had any confirmation on the reasons why.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Ed. We look forward to hearing from you there. Quick just break in our coverage just to give you a little of the news from home and away, and then we've returned to the fun and games that is the general election. Thanks, Ed, at CCHQ. Make sure you have a drink for us down at that bar. I'm sure your old boys will treat you well. News on the way. News just in: Newcastle upon Tyne being held by the Labour Party. That makes four seats for Labour, two seats for Conservatives. We'll have a reaction on that in a second. Not a surprise at all. A Labour hold there. Majority 12,494. Turnout there 53%. 1.4% swing, though, to the Conservative Party from Labour. Interesting in what has been a very traditionally Labour Party seat. More on that in a moment. Jesse Glynn, my love, you're listening to LSR. This is the general election live.
Sadly, I don't think I'm going to win this seat tonight. And I suspect that Labour are not going to be the biggest party in government. Well, they won't be in government. Yeah, so it's a disappointing, depressing kind of night for all of us, I think.
And what do you think went wrong?
It's difficult to say. I mean, I think largely it was we didn't get our message across. Now why we didn't get our message across? Maybe we weren't selling the vision. Maybe we weren't bold enough. I don't know. It's difficult to say.
And what is the vision for Labour now?
Well, I think the vision should be of a fair society, you know, something which is we look after. You know, for me, society, you measure society by how it looks after the most vulnerable people. And I think one of the things that is different between the Tories and Labour is the Tories are after individuals and the Tories are after the people who can do for themselves, whereas Labour is about people who can't do for themselves and actually a sense of society. You know, Mrs. Thatcher famously said there's no such thing as society. Well, there is. There is such a thing as society. There is such a thing as community. And that's what we need to get back to.
There is indeed such a thing as society and community. And by the sounds of things, George Galloway mightn't be seeing that society and that community for much longer. Sounds like he might be behind bars this evening after what sounds like a little bit of a dodgy incident.
So BBC Leeds are reporting that George Galloway has been reported to the police for tweets. So I've gone onto his account and I've looked at some of the tweets, and they do. There are two in particular which are a bit concerning. There is one from 4 hours ago where he's in the polling station taking a selfie with some candidate, with some voters, some looking very young. And then on another retweet from 9 hours ago, Respect, which is George Galloway's party after he defected from the Labour Party. So Respect officials standing outside of the polling station. Both of these are clear violations. Selfies within the polling station itself can result in 6 years in jail. So let's hope that George Galloway has found a legal loophole that we at Leeds Unit Radio have not yet seen.
I mean, to give you some idea, 136 people have favourited that tweet so far, that George Galloway has been reported to the police for allegedly breaking election law, and 878 people have already retweeted it. That gives you a bit of an idea of how many people are happy that Galloway sounds like he's in trouble.
It does indeed. Now, the interesting thing that's come of this is the question of social media. As young people, do we think that the idea of politicians trying to use social media and people to do with politics and then failing, sometimes more horrifically than others, do we think we commend them for making the effort, or do we actually feel less in touch because they don't do it well? I mean, for example, we have classic Ed Balls tweeting his own name, Ed Balls. Does that give you faith, or are we applauding him for getting involved, or do we think that's actually really detrimental?
So I think the best example for social media is actually not from the United Kingdom, it's from the United States. Mm. Barack Obama's BuzzFeed video about registering for healthcare,
yep,
was a phenomenal success, and there's lots of things that politicians can do. I think the lesson is that Twitter, Facebook, these social media updates are really good for hyper-connectedness within people within the insiders,
yeah,
and actually it's really bad for getting people who are outside who don't want to engage all the time with politics. And I think that's been the lesson from this campaign.
Just to interrupt you there for 1 second, Lawrence, just to let you know that Labour Party have just gained another seat. Labour have now held Newcastle Central, and it's also worth pointing out that the Shadow Justice Secretary, Sadiq Khan, has held Tooting as well. That means the Labour Party up at 6 votes now, and a swing of just 0.2% in Tooting there from Conservative to Labour. So a good Labour hold there, 6 to Labour, 2 to Conservatives. That's 8 seats to Clyde Zafar. And I mean, by the looks of things, I mean, obviously, you know, very early stages, but those exit polls look to be a little bit falsified.
So with the Sadiq Khan situation, that was the Tooting was a particular problem in terms of the green threat. So the fact that Sadiq Khan has managed to hold on to that seat is a really good indicator that the split the left strategy from the Conservative Party hasn't worked in Tooting. And it's also worth mentioning that Sadiq Khan is actually the favourite for a Labour side to run for London Mayor, so he might not be in that position for much longer.
I mean, one other breaking news just literally coming in the last few seconds via our messaging system for our correspondent Ed Hardy, who's down for us in London this evening. He's telling us that apparently there won't be a recount in Bradford West. He's saying there is not, despite the current rumours that there is a recount currently taking place, he's saying there won't be a recount and that George Galloway has lost. I mean, we must stress that is unconfirmed rumours from Ed there. We'll try and find out where his source from that one is and who's told him that or who's whispered him that or passed him that on a napkin. I mean, as is the case in those sort of party headquarters down there. But I mean, as with everything else, it's a really interesting election, isn't it? I mean, social media, for me, I think if you look even back to 5 years ago, we said that it would be the first ever social media election, whatever, but it hasn't taken anywhere as much as it has.
No, exactly. It's developed so much, and I think it has been crucial in the development of encouraging young people to vote. I mean, Lawrence, what do you think, as far as social media is concerned, what's new, what's really changed even since the last general election?
So I think a lot has been made out about getting out the vote, that actually there's much more sophisticated voter turnout strategies that the internet and social media has allowed us to do. There's things like Thunderclap, which the union here used where everyone can sign on and then it sends out a tweet or a Facebook post, all of the same link. What we are seeing is social media is allowing us to strengthen the connections between individuals, and a lot more communication can be done. Have the main parties cracked it? Has it actually managed to penetrate the consciousness? I'm not sure. I mean, the fact that the campaign hasn't really changed the polls too much is a probably strong indicator that social media hasn't changed it.
That was Jack Breach. So, Lawrence, getting back to the all-important topic of sex and politics, we're going back to the book Sex, Lies, the Ballot Box. We've heard a bit about the expectations for each of the parties, and what does it say the parties would potentially say about themselves? Is there any self-reflection?
So, with these results, before it was expectations of party members, yep. Whereas this is what they've said about themselves. So for conservative behaviour, they've said that they're actually, funnily enough, quite conservative in the bedroom.
No,
more likely
really?
To describe their sexual behaviour as consistent and conventional, and less likely to report about fantasising about more erotic sexual behaviour.
How about Labour, who are expected to be confident and long-lasting?
So very high opinions of themselves in the bedroom, and more likely to report less longing, exciting and varied sex than the average person. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
it is utterly
absolutely
ridiculous.
Brilliant. And I think it's interesting to maybe compare how different and how much more successful they see themselves in their own eyes. Of course, as to be expected. How about you, Kip?
Even more conventional. They're more likely to describe themselves as lazy and definitely not exciting in the bedroom. And avoiding sex with younger partners.
I mean, can you imagine Nigel Farage taking off his suit and doing that sort of strange...
Oh, God.
Johnny
Stone.
No one wants it.
Oh, that's
vulgar. I was about to say, we're on air, Johnny. Can you please just hold it back for a bit? Anything on the Green Party at all?
I mean, I'm not going to talk about it off air. That's not my political topic of conversation, John. What's Nigel Farage wearing for bed? Carry on anyway.
Nothing on the Greens, but we've got something on the Lib Dems, yep. That they say they're often imaginative and experimental in the bedroom.
Do they now? Wow.
Very strong.
I wonder if they compromise on things in the bedroom as well, or if they like to steam forward.
Johnny, I hear they have certain red lines that they just will not cross unless they're asked really nicely.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I think those were the words of Nick Clegg. Oh, indeed. Well, as we head into towards the hour of 2 o'clock, it's coming very shortly to the end of our time with you guys. And thank you very much for listening. Indeed, I mean, it's been an interesting night for all. It still remains yet to be confirmed. Nuneaton just literally being confirmed in the last few moments as a Conservative hold. Again, seats that really are not surprising so far. I mean, except really for the one or two Labour kind of key gain seats. But Lawrence, we're kind of seeing things as expected, looking at the exit poll at least.
So at the start of the night, we said the exit poll and the opinion polls were so out of kilter that one had to be wrong. Tonight, we've seen the BBC exit poll absolutely vindicated. We've seen a lot... We're going to wake up tomorrow with a lot of key, very senior figures from all the parties removed from power. Douglas Alexander, George Galloway, Jim Murphy, head of Scottish Labour, predicted to lose his seat. We've got Vince Cable predicted to lose his Twickenham constituency in the huge swing against the Liberal Democrats, and we still haven't heard yet from Sheffield Hallam, and I'm sure in the coming shows we'll be hearing more about that. So tonight it's going to be a huge night for British politics, and we're going to wake up with a very different political culture than we went to bed on. Well, not us. Normal people went to bed on.
I mean, wow. Absolutely incredible scenes. Just to bring you the very last and latest results, just coming to us from our sister stations and student radio stations across the country. Spark, Sunderland, good evening to them. Hope you're having the evening count. Hartlepool is having a recount due to a close vote there. They obviously an interesting seat there. We'll have more on that in the next hour. In the meanwhile, though, from all of us, thank you very much for joining myself.
Louisa.
Thank you very much, Lawrence.
And from all of us here, we'll, of course, continue all the way through with the longest student radio coverage throughout the evening, as Louisa just tweeted. Join us on thisisalasar.com, on the Leeds Student Radio app, or of course throughout campus. For now, for all of us here though, we'll speak to you soon, and do stay tuned for what is some incredible coverage here live from your university union.